Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven forty on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 27 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. We love Tuesdays because we get a chance to check in with our various school districts to see what's going on in the hallways. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District. We're excited to have Mark Sanders. Sorry, I was going to make you the former governor of South Carolina. Mark Sanford. I don't think you want that title. Though you wear many titles here in York. Right. You don't want to add governor to it, do you? Mark Sanders, who's the director of human resources for the York School District, as well as the public information officer. Good morning to you, Mark, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
You're the last one we get to say Happy New Year to, because after that, we become old friends in February.
There you go. Well, you save the best for last.
That's exactly right. Very true. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's get started. I understand the York School District is hiring for just a couple of positions, right?
Yeah, are we? Yes, absolutely. So we are in prime hiring season right now, and right off of the cusp of a job fair at Winthrop University. Shout out to Winthrop. They have a phenomenal education program with some stellar students that we look to bring on as employees. So yes, the York School District is hiring for many of our positions right now, and I would like for everyone in the listening area to go out to our website, check out the jobs that we have there, and if something is not listed, give us a call, because we surely are hiring for many of our positions. So we also have a job fair that's coming up on March 4th. Again, that's March 4th, and we'll begin at 10 a.m. at York Comprehensive High School. So for anyone looking to get into the teaching profession, maybe teaching as a second career, things of that nature, please come take a look at York School District. It is a phenomenal district with a tremendous amount of growth that's on the cusp of happening right now. So it's great to be in York.
What kind of people are you looking for, and what do those folks need to bring with them if they're interested?
So, of course, we're looking for education majors or individuals in the education field, but we also have opportunities for individuals that, again, are looking for opportunities in teaching as a second career. So anyone that may have maybe been in the technical industry, I know Microsoft has had unfortunate layoffs. So Microsoft employees, we need business teachers, technical teachers. We can get you an alternative certification to work at York. So many careers, many opportunities in the York District, but that's just one of many.
Yep. Great.
Mark, I like you because on this show, we actively recruit ourselves.
Yeah.
We joke that we have jobs, but we also look for other jobs on reality television, but we don't want to leave here. So we'll just go and come back. But I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
You see a company that is laying off thousands and they're not the only one.
Yeah.
Why not? You don't have anything else to lose. You're out of a job.
Yeah.
Come and see it. With those that are looking at teaching as a second career, a reboot of their second half of their life, so to speak, let's say they have no education background. They didn't major in education. Their knowledge of the education system is sending their kids through school or what they remember from school. But they bring the business world experience to the classroom. What does that look like? What is the certifications needed? Can they start teaching, or do they have to go back to school to get an education degree? Walk us through what that looks like.
Great question. So a couple things there. First and foremost, individuals that are in the corporate America, I think bring a invaluable amount of expertise and industry experience. So that's needed. The way that they can get into a teaching profession is go through our alternative certification programs. We have a number of alternative certification programs, and they're about 3 years in totality, but you can get started through area colleges, that have these types of, Winthrop is one of them, mm-hmm. that has the program that they can enter and begin teaching. And through a number of courses that they'll take, trainings, things of that nature, they'll receive a certificate in their area of expertise.
Gotcha.
Got so it. We align okay. them okay. with their area.
Got it. Yeah. And perfect. They can go ahead and get started, like
absolutely.
You said.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely.
Go ahead and get started
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
And for those that do not work in the education bubble, I guess, yes. or is this a big time for school districts to be hiring?
Yes.
Is that because you're trying to get those that just finished in December and then trying to go ahead and get them ready for those that are finishing in May?
Yes.
Okay.
So both.
Okay.
After the winter break, there's a number of resignations mm-hmm. and retirements mm-hmm. and things of that nature, people just retooling for the new year. So what we try to do, all HR professionals in education, is try to get ahead of that hiring bubble for the fall, because we know that there's going to be a number of teaching vacancies, a number of people that make other career decisions. So we want to try to get ahead of it and try to get people in and let them know that the school system is hiring and we really need great individuals to teach what is our most precious commodity. I always say it, our mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. So we need quality individuals.
All while trying to woo those that are getting ready to become adults on their own. And I know they probably have parents at home who would like for them to get a job quickly.
Exactly. So send them to yours. We got a job for them. Get them out of the house, Mom.
From Winthrop.
You know, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, they are seeing a surge in those that are ending or those that are entering the nursing field as a second career.
Yes.
And the same thing with education. I think it sounds like the pandemic really reset the playing board for a lot of people to reevaluate their lives in whatever industry they were in. And it does sound like some want a different pace of life. Yes. And it, you know, the school district seems to offer that. I mean, you see what the days that you do get off, though you get a lot of professional development. But again, at the end of the day, you're passing along education, which is invaluable, right? That is
very
the key
so.
To success, and it's remarkable. I mean, we all in this room would not be sitting where we are sitting today without great teachers, to those that invested in us and believed in us and rooted for us. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Agreed.
So what a rewarding profession at the end of the day. Though it's tiring, we
yes.
know, right?
Yes.
And it's stressful, we know. Yes. But my goodness, for teachers have said, when students come up and said, I remembered you, or look at me now, like what a great return on your investment.
Right.
Absolutely.
For
or remember sure. something that you said as a teacher that stuck with them all of their lives.
That's right.
That is impactful.
Oh, isn't
that valuable.
Great?
So, yes, teaching is a great profession.
We're speaking with Mark Sanders, who is the Human Relations HR Director for the York School District, as well as the Public Information Officer. Let's switch gears now and talk about your 2023-2024 academic calendar.
Yes, sir.
We've got four public school districts in York County. For the most part, they all follow along with each other, but when it comes to calendars, this is where they've been a little different.
Yes.
So we'd like to break it down for each school district. So explain to those what the York School District is doing in the upcoming school year launching in 2023.
Yes. So as a part of just understanding our teacher, their needs, understanding what's happening throughout some of the other districts, Clover being one, wanting to be amicable in the way that we distribute time and things of that nature, give time off. We looked at our overall calendar, and through a series of meetings with the Board of Trustees, with parent groups, teacher groups, we have come up with a modified calendar that will afford the school district an opportunity to build in needed breaks for those, our teachers, to reinvest in themselves.
Recharge.
Recharge. Yeah. And it gives our students an opportunity to have a break. And also, if there's a need for some remediation and things of that nature, they can come and get some of that as well.
So you call this a modified school schedule or
yes.
calendar schedule. This will start on the first day of school will be August the 7th.
Correct.
Which seems like 2 weeks earlier than we're typically in school around
Correct.
Here.
Correct.
And by state law, school districts can do this, right? Because it's a modified calendar.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
you're doing that. But with that, from what I understand, is that you all will be done with the first semester almost like college, right? Before
mm-hmm.
Christmas, right?
Correct.
So when kids get out of Christmas break in December of 2023, the first semester the fall semester is kind of in the books,
complete.
So to speak.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because now when they come back from winter break, they have like, what, a week or two, 2 weeks, and then they kind of have to get tested again, or
and we'll retool for the ensuing semester.
Okay,
so it really runs as closely to you could say a university
sure, yeah,
as possible.
Okay.
And we build, and again, I think it's very important that we illustrate that we build in those breaks for our teachers. Mm-hmm. We understand that they need certain times to recharge their batteries and to retool in terms of the curriculum and the things that they're doing in the classroom. So that, I think that's most important here.
So with that, though, you also get, it seems like, a longer break in October.
Correct.
Instead of just a day or two, you almost get a full week. You also get a full week off in February and in April for spring break.
Correct.
So built-in time for both teachers and kids and families.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir.
So that's a done deal. So that will launch in
Fall of 2023.
Yeah, fall 2023.
Okay, perfect. Good deal. And
year.
Real quick, update us briefly on impact fees. Bring us up to speed. What happened at last check? The York County Council said no to the York School District as you're recruiting or asking for impact fees.
Correct.
So what's
correct.
The next step in this process?
So right now, working with our Board of Trustees, our superintendent is diligently working to retool some of the things that were brought to the table at the first meeting for the impact fees. And we have not received approval yet to come to the county or the city to present yet again. But we are taking the time to make sure that we take into consideration a lot of those things that were brought to the table so that we come back. Hopefully we can be successful this time.
And impact fees, it means really growth pays for growth.
Growth pays for growth.
And you all are seeing that right now in
yes.
York. I know the city of York has a moratorium on new homes being built, so they can also understand and get a handle on growth. So it
yes.
sounds like it's the same for you all, because once those homes are built, then the baton passes on to the school district, right? And
right,
says, okay,
right.
here's some more students.
I think the last count, 2,300 new permits have already been established in that area.
Wow.
So it's coming.
Yeah.
We need to be
yes,
ready
sir.
For it.
Yeah.
So
you want to be, what do we say around here? We want to be proactive and not reactive.
And not reactive.
Very
Lord
true.
Knows, yes.
That's right.
That's
right.
Gospel.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's great catching up with you, Mark. We certainly appreciate it. And thanks for the update from the York School District.
Thank you so much for having me.